Welcome to Season 3 of The Commons, a podcast featuring researchers, innovators, artists, entrepreneurs, and community builders who are improving the human condition in your own backyard and around the globe. I'm your host, Tom Osha. If you've listened to any episode of this podcast, you do know we focus a lot on innovation districts, the spatial geographies where talent and ideas come to cluster and connect. The Association of University Research Parks is a member-driven organization, and it counts among its membership research parks and innovation districts across the globe who have as their anchor research universities and academic medical centers. This robust organization of several hundred districts comes together once a year in a different city around the world to exchange ideas and best practices in the industry. This year, they're in Toronto, Canada for the 2022 International Conference. They were kind enough to invite the Commons to come and speak with some of their members. So our first episodes of Season 3 will be interviews with park leaders from around the world. I hope you enjoy. Welcome to The Commons. I'm Tom Osha, and once again, we are coming to you live from the AURP International Conference, this year being held in Toronto. And my guest this morning is Kay Tindall. She is the Associate Vice President of Strategic Initiatives at Texas Tech University. Kay, welcome to The Commons.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Although I feel like I should be asking you all the questions and learning from you.
Oh my gosh, no, but it is a great environment to be where there is knowledge from practitioners across the world. And certainly one of the best things is when practitioners can come together and learn from one another. So you are fresh off of the new members breakfast. And tell me a little bit about what you picked up there.
So the new members breakfast, lots of energy in the room. I wasn't expecting to get a certificate and stand in front of everyone and introduce myself, but I did. And the room was filled, standing room only, because it wasn't just new members. It was also board members and members who had been there for a long time, just wanting to meet all the new members and make us full welcome.
You know, it's been a very welcoming organization. I think I've been here, this is probably my 15th, 18th one, and it is. People really are interested in the creation of innovation districts led by the knowledge of a university all around the country. And so let's turn our attention to Lubbock, Texas, and what you have going on. I know you have a building, I think it's called Innovation Hub, and there's an idea center within it, I think. Tell me a little bit about what you have and where you're going.
Sure. So we, our Innovation Hub, we are at capacity. We have one office that's available.
Okay. How large is it? How large is the
45,
hub?
45,000 square feet.
Okay. All right.
Two stories. We're surrounded by jackrabbit land, so okay. we've got a lot of potential there. Mm-hmm. We're directly adjacent to our health sciences center, the hospital, just a stone's throw away from our main campus, and surrounded by a lot of developing locations as well. We have just north of us an independent school district going in that's an agri-STEM focus. Lots going on. We have just partnered with JLL to help us work through market feasibility and thinking through the acreage that surrounds the Innovation Hub and the potential there. They're helping us to think bigger, think better, and instead of going for just 45 acres to expanding that out, and right now we're looking at about 700,000 square feet of potential development.
Okay, and what's driving this development from a research standpoint at the institution?
So life sciences is big, agritech is big, mm-hmm. energy, software, technology as well.
Okay, interesting. And what kind of companies do you have currently in the Idea Hub?
So primarily life sciences, a lot of actually marketing companies in the hub, and they do a lot of help for us, for our programming. So we have a really beneficial relationship with them. And a little ag tech as well, okay. All the things that I just mentioned before, but it's a great place. We have a lot of programming going on that's fantastic, but we're busting at the seams, and we have we're even looking downtown as a potential to kind of funnel people into a mid space before we build out our research park.
The tall building kind of over by Cotton Court, if I remember right,
yes.
Has Texas Tech on the top of
yes.
it. And so talk a little bit about the university's role in the larger city and as a catalyst, really, for helping Lubbock become a place known for innovation as much as it's known for Buddy Holly.
So we know we're the largest employer, and Lubbock is located, it's geographically isolated, so we're about 300 miles from any major metropolitan city in all directions. And we have such a good relationship with the city. Our Lubbock Economic Development Alliance is our primary funder of all of our innovation programming. So they obviously keep us to the metrics of focusing on creating jobs. Mm-hmm. We have such a great talent pipeline. Companies want to hire our students, and because they're hard workers, they have grit. They're just fantastic. We have some really unique internship programs partnering with national labs and others. We just had one national lab on campus that last week who has a lot of interns coming to them, looking to hire them. They came and toured a lot of our facilities, and 2 days later, they call us up and say, okay, we want to fund. Here's how much money, here's what we want to do. And so I really see students as the gateway to larger collaborations.
It really is about talent, isn't it? As a real currency of innovation, and everything seems to follow that. Do you see that there are companies that will want to come to Lubbock to actually be in proximity to that talent?
Yes, yes, absolutely. And we've already seen that to a point. We're so nascent in our development that I think the opportunity is ripe. We are also growing as an institution. So this year we're seeing historic numbers for research expenditures, federal awards, licensing. We've more than doubled our licensing revenue. So really growing as an institution. And we're so excited to take the next step to expand and to build on the partnerships that we already have and to develop new partnerships.
Let's tuck into the numbers a little bit. So what was the research enterprise in the last year, the size of it?
$212 million okay. in total research expenditures, $63 million in federal awards. I didn't know I was going to get a quiz today.
Oh, no way.
So we're okay. growing, and we are really trying to move things forward.
Yep.
We have a lot to learn still, but that's a good thing.
Right.
So
right.
we're open to that. We're open to learning. We're open to collaboration. We're open for business. And very excited.
So one of the words you've used several times so far has been programming.
Yes.
Right. And so let's talk a little bit about, because many times programming is what activates these buildings,
right.
No matter how cool they are, or the neat companies that are in them, programming brings those folks together. And so talk a little bit about some of the programs you may have that help bring researchers, corporate innovators, entrepreneurs in the community together.
Sure. So we have our ideation programs. We have our commercialization programs, acceleration programs. We have really, really strong teams going and qualifying for nationals with the National Science Foundation I-Corps programs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We have a very vibrant accelerator program.
Okay.
And one thing that I'm especially excited about is we just recently developed social innovation program. And it's a track that's added onto our accelerator program, but the focus is on social innovation. Could be nonprofit. It could be a startup that's, you know, focusing on developmental, you know, social development. But anyway, so we had an idea competition for a social innovation track as kind of a kickoff, and the winner was a startup that he is focused on reducing recidivism of recently paroled individuals, and the focus is helping them get jobs.
Okay.
And all so right. partnering with companies to hire them.
Yep.
And then helping them develop their business skills so that they can present themselves in a way that gets them hired.
Great work. And there are a number of programs that I see around the world that really are meant to ensure that the prosperity of an innovation district really recourses to the entire population,
exactly.
right?
And that's what we're doing. What we're doing is trying to help companies to do the greatest public impact, the greatest good. That's our mission as a university. We have a research mission, we have a student-serving mission, but at the end of the day, we're a public university, we're beholden to the public, and it's our duty to create the most lasting impact possible.
How do you measure impact? I find when I ask that question, there is no right answer.
Right.
Everyone measures it different, and so I'm really curious to ask folks, how do you measure and define impact as Texas Tech?
I think it's a little early for such a deep question. But, you know, I think it is, as a public university, our job is to create the most social good, not only for the individual, so students coming to our institution and making a path for themselves, a career for themselves, but also through our research, there's so much opportunity that goes on. I had this conversation with our tech transfer director the other day about the focus of tech transfer is not licensing and royalties and all of that. It's getting the technology out into the world to make a difference. We recently received a National Science Foundation Engineering Research Center Award.
Yeah, that was that $26 million grant I was just reading about, right?
Yeah. So that's the first 5 years. Next 5 years, another 25, so 51 total. But then there's also industry memberships. Mm-hmm. involved in that. There's a big philanthropic component that the center director really wants to focus on, because the whole focus of that ERC is how do we feed the growing world population while also being environmentally sustainable.
Okay.
And so the focus is on really disrupting the production of nitrogen-based fertilizers to because right now 80% is just wasted.
Okay.
So only 20% actually gets to the consumer. And so it's these big world problems, these long and globally impacting issues that we're focusing on that I think we're making a difference in the world, and that's what it's all about. Whether it's innovation or research, or education, it's all about making a difference.
It sounds like you are making a huge difference. So tell me the one thing that surprised you most.
That's a tough one. So one thing that's been a pleasant surprise is which you touched on earlier, the openness, the friendliness, I feel welcomed with open arms from the AURP community. My approach to the interim position is I need to learn as much as possible, as quickly as possible, so I can be effective as an interim, pushing everything forward, because I don't want to lose momentum. And I actually want to build momentum. And so I reached out to several leaders of research parks and innovation districts mm-hmm. across the country. And everyone was so helpful, responsive. Yes, I'd love to talk to you. And just forthcoming with information that's been incredibly helpful to me. And has helped me as we're moving forward with our RFQ to think about different ways of doing business. And so it's been a pleasant surprise.
Terrific. So I always end with not a stumper, but an interesting question. So this year's question is, tell me the best piece of advice you've ever been given.
So when I was in high school, I started to play the guitar. And I had a friend who was teaching me, and her piece of advice was, whatever you're doing up here on the frets, just keep strumming. And no one will know if you're making a mistake if you just keep strumming. And so I think that's really applicable to our lives, our jobs, everything. Just keep strumming, just keep moving along. You might make mistakes, but just keep strumming.
Well, it sounds like you keep strumming at Texas Tech, and it'd be wonderful to see what comes out as you continue to expand the Innovation Hub, you continue to expand the Research Park, your research programs, and the companies that are all going to be a part of it. So thank you so much, Kay, for spending time with me today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you. It's been great.
I'm Tom Osha, and this is The Commons, live from AURP 2022, Toronto, Canada.
The Commons is a production of Wexford Science and Technology, LLC. Views and opinions expressed are solely those of the host and guests. To view additional material about today's episode or guest, submit questions or story ideas, or to learn more about Wexford Science and Technology, please visit www.wexfordscitech.com/insights. You can subscribe to The Commons on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you enjoy your podcasts. I'm your host, Tom Osha. Thank you for listening.